Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm and a Chat with Bob, trombonist Bob Mielke. For more than 50 years, Mielke has successfully fused elements of New Orleans and traditional jazz with swing. During this hour, you'll be hearing his music ranging from the mid-1950s to an exclusive live broadcast performance from 1992. This is Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. When I sat down to chat with Bob, one of my first questions was how he got interested in music.
Really, I think I have to credit Vivian Borman and her radio show on KRE. She had a jazz recordings radio show and played a lot of out-of-print 78 RPMs, and she had her own music shop, the Yerba Buena Music Shop.
And you were listening to this at about what age?
As a teenager, 13, around there, I had been a big band fan. You know, my older brother kind of led me into loving Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman and later Count Basie. And then we started listening to Vivian, and later still, not a heck of a lot later, I forget which radio station, maybe KYA AM, had a live wire, do you call it that? A live show?
Airshot?
Airshot from the Dawn Club. And both my brother and my sister and I were hooked. We heard the Blue Waters Band and live, and it just sounded, it just grabbed us. And we went down there. And I was underage. I think we all were. But the manager there was, he really respected the music and the fact that people were really motivated to hear this, you know, and he tucked us in a dark corner and served us Cokes, you know. He was risking his neck to do that.
Now, did you already play horn?
No.
You were not a musician?
No.
And then you were so seized with this music that...
That's right. I wanted to take up an instrument in high school. At first, I was going to take up trumpet, but then Turk got to me, and I decided I wanted to play trombone, and I did. I took it up in the high school band.
Sugarfoot Strut, Bob Mielke with the Golden State Jazz Band. That was with longtime associates trumpeter Ev Ferret and clarinetist Bill Napier. Napier, you'll be hearing more from this hour. He was a superb swinging clarinet player, played with some of the very finest West Coast trad jazz bands, performing with Bob Scobie, Turk Murphy, Kid Ory, and even Wingy Minone. Likewise, Bob Mielke was in demand from jazz greats like Muggsy Spanier, Joe Sullivan, and George Lewis. He also ran the popular Oakland A's band that played at the major league team's baseball games from the late 60s to the early 90s. And it was around that time, in the early 90s, when we talked, and Bob brought his new Bearcats into public radio station KALW. Even after having played all day long in the sun, Milky's new Bearcats, featuring trumpeter Jack Minger and Bill Napier clarinet, played with gusto live on the air. Jazz classic, She's Crying for Me, Bob Milky's new Bearcats performing live on a San Francisco public radio station during a membership drive in the early 1990s, and more later from that broadcast. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Next, during my chat with Bob, I asked him about singer Barbara Dane. In the story, chronologically now, we get to 1957, and some sessions you did with Barbara Dane.
Right, yeah. She had a double career. She was in folk music originally. She first started to sing jazz tunes and with a jazz band with the Bearcats at the Larks Club. She came down there in 1954. Oxtot talked her into that. She was very pregnant with one of her kids, and she was sort of in and out of the scene. I'd put it like that. The fellow who produced that album, someone told him about her and took him to the club, and he was hooked. He wanted to record her. And I guess she got to choose the quartet that backed her. And that was quite a thrill for me because she chose some monster, marvelous musicians, Pops Foster on string bass and the great Don Ewell on piano, Darnell Howard on clarinet, and P.T. Stanton for about half the cuts for the other horn, and myself for the other horn besides the clarinet for the other half of the tracks.
Trouble in Mind is the album we're talking about. It was recorded in 1957. It's a marvelous recording, both for the musicianship and the singing. Any particular reason why you chose Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me?
Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me, I've always liked, and it's another composition by Dick Oxtot that's had some success. A number of pop groups have used that.
Ain't got a nickel, ain't got a dime, I'm broke and hungry all the time. Ain't nobody got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better, why don't you let me be? I had a man, said he loved me too, and since he quit me, don't know what to do. Ain't nobody got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better, why don't you let me be? Can't make me better, why don't you let me be? Me so mad, goodbye. There is just one thing that I can't see. Why do you give away what belongs to me? I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep out in a hollow log. Oh, well, I know that you have found yourself some mellow stuff. Oh, but baby, why can't you get enough? Things ain't just like they used to be. But Lord, that stuff you got, it sure suits me. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep out in a hollow log.
Wow, she is quite a remarkable blues singer, Barbara Dane. I'd rather drink muddy water, and Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me from her 1957 album, Trouble in Mind, reissued on CD. My interview guest, trombonist Bob Mielke, an illustrious company there of Darnell Howard on clarinet, pianist Don Ewell, and New Orleans-born bassist Pops Foster. Next, we'll be hearing Bob's original Bearcats band live in 1958, at a San Francisco club called the Salon. The band included the excellent New Orleans-style trumpeter P.T. Stanton, Bob's longtime bandmate of many, many years, Dick Oxtot, playing banjo, pianist Bill Erickson, and of course, the wonderful clarinetist, Bill Napier. The next session was recorded at the Salon in 1958, mm-hmm. recently been reissued on our Hooli. I think you said Chris Strachwitz made these tapes.
He did, and there's quite a story attached to it. As a matter of fact, it's not a reissue. It had never been issued. And he called me several years ago and said, "Say, Bob, I have a tape I just found on the shelf in the back room, and I'm not sure I can identify what it is. Can you come down and monitor it?" And I did, and I said, "Well, boy, that's the Bearcats." He'd lost any documentation he had on the tapes. I think he knew it was Salon 1958, but he wasn't sure who it was.
It's the Bearcats in excellent form. I, for one, am certainly glad that it's now finally available.
Boy, I am too. And I'm glad Chris followed through with that. He's been a great friend of jazz, believe me.
Thank you. This is probably one of our best chances to hear P.T. Stanton.
Right. Well, P.T., of course, we've lost. He died in, I might block on the year, 1988, I believe. He was an extremely important figure in the Bearcats. The band was a co-op band, really. It's called Bob Mielke's Bearcats because it was decided by the group that I was... Oh, that I could speak better as an MC on the bandstand than anybody else. But the musical guidance was in great measure P.T.'s, but everybody contributed. Oxtot contributed too. Of course, he contributed tunes, and his vocalizing was important. But we all learned a lot from P.T. He had a lot going for him musically.
Besides being an outstanding musician, P.T. was a bit of a character, I take it.
Well, he was a unique man. It's very difficult for me to do a thumbnail description of him, but he was a man of many parts. He was very learned in many fields. He was a linguist, and he loved to philosophize. He was a raconteur, and I've spent many, many, many fascinating evenings with him with a jug of wine and good talk about anything under the sun. And besides being a musician, he was many things.
Now, our mutual acquaintance, the exceptional science fiction writer Jack Vance, told me a story about you and P.T. And he said that P.T. would get up on stage and he'd be playing a lead, but he'd cut it down. He'd play what he referred to as imaginary lead. Do you remember that?
You reminded me of that, and I had forgotten that phrase.
And he did play some notes, but...
Okay, but just little squawks here and there. Yeah. He had a habit which we all thought he picked it up from admiring Bunk Johnson's playing. Bunk Johnson had a habit of dropping out, I think because his chops, his embouchure was tired. And he'd just drop out and let the trombone and clarinet carry on for a chorus or a third of a chorus or a half a chorus, and then he'd pick it up again. We assume that's what P.T. was doing. I think that was an example of his literary creativity when he said, I'm playing imaginary lead.
And according to Vance, you once told him, to hell with your imaginary lead, play lead.
Yes, we could have our run-ins
or,
together.
Or words to that effect.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Bob Mielke's hot Bearcats Band live in San Francisco, 1958, the Meilenberg Joys, and I'm Satisfied with My Gal, issued on cassette by Arhuli Records. I'm Dave Redlauer. You're hearing A Chat with Bob Mielke, on Jazz Rhythm. Promotional support provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at www.mississippirag.com. The Jazz Rhythm website is at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Once again, we turn to the live on-air performance of Bob Mielke's New Bearcats Band in 1992. First, though, this next title, Blue Guaiac Blues, deserves a bit of explanation. It was written by clarinet player Bunky Coleman. He was a Bearcats alumnus and eventually a doctor. Guaiac is used in diagnosing various serious medical conditions, and blue guaiac indicates very bad news indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.